The candidates are going all out. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With the midterm elections coming up in less than 10 days, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis denouncing the Biden administration's border policies.
We have a situation where the elites in our country don't care that 5 million people are coming across illegally. They don't care that the fentanyl is ravaging communities throughout this country. They don't care about the criminal aliens that have been able to come across.
Governor DeSantis speaking at Ave Maria University in Florida. Democrats condemning the governor for transporting migrants to the northern area, Martha's Vineyard. In the wake of the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, Democrats and Republicans are pushing for additional safety measures for politicians and their families. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar heads the committee with oversight of Capitol Police as well as federal elections. She said more money for protection of elected officials can help keep families of lawmakers safe. She also wants to look at what's online.
I have a bipartisan amendment that will allow members to take their private information off of the internet.
She says federal judges would also be able to avail themselves of that internet protection.
Pelosi's suspected attacker, 42-year-old David DePape, scheduled for arraignment Tuesday. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi expected to make a full recovery following surgery for a fractured skull. He also suffered serious injuries to his right arm and hands. Ukrainian officials saying Monday that a huge barrage of Russian strikes hitting key infrastructure in Kyiv, Kharkiv, and other cities. Kyiv's mayor said that part of Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine, is now without power and water supplies. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans have high hopes regarding the Senate race in Nevada, where the Democratic incumbent is thought to be the most vulnerable. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
When Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer greeted President Biden at the airport in New York last week, he said, among other things, he believed they were picking up steam in the Nevada Senate race.
I would say they clearly needed to pick up steam. We've been up 9 of the last 10 polls. We've been up since Labor Day.
Republican Senate candidate Adam Laxalt told the Fox News Rundown podcast, while other Republicans may have laid off the COVID flashbacks, he said people in Nevada are still very animated over the lockdowns.
We had all-time high small business closures. Our schools were closed when they didn't need to be closed. The damage is irreversible.
Laxalt says he's reached out to the large Latino vote in the state more than any other Republican candidate has.
The death toll now stands at 154 following the stampede during Halloween festivities in Seoul, South Korea, Saturday night. Police launching a 561-member task force to investigate the cause of the crowd surge. They are analyzing footage taken by security cameras in the area, as well as related video clips posted on social media. Today is Halloween, which means all sorts of costumes will be on display.
The National Retail Federation says Americans plan to spend about $100 on average for Halloween candy, decor, cards, and costumes. That's comparable to last year's record of $103 and the second highest in the survey's history, which goes back to 2005. So which costumes are trick-or-treaters likely to wear this fall? According to Google Trends data, which costumes are the most popular Halloween costume search this year? Also in the top 10, Spider-Man, Dinosaur, Stranger Things, Fairy, pirate, rabbit, cheerleader, cowboy, and Harley Quinn.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.